And welcome to WMNF's live music showcase. I'm not Ken Apperson. Ken couldn't make it today, but I'm Ed Lehman, going to sit in and try to do my best as host for today. And in the house, our live band, the Tampa band, Pet Lizard. Guys, take it away.
I used to stumble with my pride until last call. Now I hardly ever leave the house at all. Don't think I'm graceful with this weight. I ask forgiveness of notes on my phone for each mistake I make. I used to cherish every rise and every fall. Now I hardly ever make any sense at all. The times we shout. Should have spent sitting silently downtown beside the water to our best impression of our silhouettes. All the problems we couldn't solve with sex, it makes no difference what the body craves if the mind still suffers. I choose to suffer nearly every chance you get.
Live in our studio, Pet Lizards kicking off live music showcase today. I'm Ed Lehman sitting in for Ken. And wow, that was a fun song. So tell me a little bit, Jaime, about the song that we just did. What's it called? And a little bit about how you came to write that.
Thanks for having us. First of all, that song's called Silhouettes. It's a brand new one. It's one that we don't have out yet. But we've been sprinkling it in, workshopping it here and there. So figured we would do some workshopping to kick the show off. But yeah, that show is about an argument I got with my girlfriend on the Riverwalk while I was walking around, and I was like, you know, it's one of those, like, what are we doing here? Why are we arguing? It's called Silhouettes.
What fun is arguing? Why are we arguing? Why does anybody argue? We don't know.
Sometimes arguing is fun.
It could be. Pet Lizard live here in the WMNF studios. How would you describe your sound? It sounds great. It's a fun sound. I'm sitting here just wanting to, like, dance off the stool. It's great. So how would you classify your music?
Pop punk. Pop. With a slight bit of blues in there.
What?
With a what?
Just no blues?
Are we no not, blues?
All right. Okay. I'll just get blues. It. You know, how about we play like four more songs and we revisit this topic?
Let's do that. So let's hear the next song.
I got a real bluesy one here for you.
Wait, I'm real confused now.
This one's called Bad Hygiene.
Stopped having fun. I just smiled out of habit. And I'm dazed when the light hits my face, when it gets so bright out. When it's said and done, well, I guess that I'm grateful. Each day sifts through me, I believe I say, but I've got some doubts. We'll be right back.
so discreet. When the night comes around, man, I don't get much sleep. It's a pity. I'm pitiful. But I'm not so sure. When I stepped off the cliff there, it's these crystals inside my ear that got me dizzy and spinning in circles. So fight, keep your feet under the covers.
Rocking the house here. It's Pet Lizard on WMNF's Live Music Showcase. Oh, you guys are sounding great, and so much fun music. And you tackle serious subjects, and yet your music is somehow fun and uplifting all at the same time. And that's just so cool. So when you first formed your band, how did you come to develop this particular style of music that you're doing? What attracted you to this kind of sound that you have, the punk slash pop sound?
Yeah, we grew up on this style of music. I think everyone could say that. So when we came together, we actually all met, as friends first, and then it was just kind of like, oh, hey, let's, hang out, have a couple adult beverages and make some noise over at my place. And, it turned into this. But the sound really developed just from, what we all grew up on. I know Kirsten and Austin have both previously been in music projects before. Nick had his own solo project before. So, I've been writing songs since I was a kid. So when we came together, everyone kind of brought their own little variations to a theme. Because we are all like from the four corners of the musical universe. We're all kind of in the same corner, but we're still all bringing different you know, different nuance and flavor. Austin, you got something to say?
I don't think there was never a discussion of what we wanted to sound like. It just kind of happened, I think, which is also why our songs, I think, have a decent variety of sound.
Yeah, it's kind of an organic development, I guess you could call it. That sounds great. And the other thing I want to comment on just real quickly, and then it's time for another song, is how you guys seem to really enjoy playing together. You can get that feel when you're observing a band. Sometimes, you know, everyone's sort of doing their own job, but you guys are just, you're together and you're having fun and you seem to enjoy each other's company. So, and that, I think, comes through in the music too, because it has this kind of joyous sort of component to it. So having said that, let's hear some more music.
Another stupid question about your past. I think I know the answer, but I'm too afraid to ask. I'll do my best not to acknowledge it. I'll take my pride and I'll swallow it. But I think I know why you dyed your hair black. Let's flip the record, check the B-side, hum the melody with you. This one reminds me of the seaside. I can hear the hues of blue. Awful, can you sense that? Well, it's got nothing to do with the side of your tattoos. I got one I regret too. It's nothing new. Let's take the day off, take some mushrooms and relax. Call your boss now and leave a message. Tell him I'm never coming back. I love the quiet moments, I can't get enough. I'll fall with you in between. We never ever shut up. Let's flip the record, check the B-side, hum the melody with you. This one reminds me of the seaside. I can hear the hues of blue. I'm feeling awful. Can you sense that? Well, it's got nothing to do with the side of your tattoos. I got one I regret too. It's nothing new. It's nothing new.
Well, you know, I have to comment that doing a program on WMNF as a DJ, songs that end definitively, I always like, but they sometimes surprise me. Oh, it's done. Well, let's play something else. Pet Lizard here in the WMNF live music studio. I'm having a great time. They're having a great time. I hope you're enjoying the show here as well, which we do every Friday from 2 to 3. Live music. We showcase bands from the local area as well as sometimes from around the world. So we get them all here, but we especially appreciate bands that enlighten our lives here, right here in the Tampa Bay area, such as Pet Lizard. And I understand you recently released your new album, or is it your first album, I think it was? Just released it in December. Tell us a little bit about that. Now that I put you on the spot.
Sure. We, after like a few months, actually more like a year of playing together, we realized we have like almost enough songs to make an album. And then that thought kind of started to get some traction. And before we knew it, you know, we had a good friend in mind that had the capacity to record us. And then she came up with the artwork with Kirsten. And then we had an album. And it's been a lot of fun.
Fantastic. You had an album release party, I assume, back in, was it December?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounded like a lot of fun. How come you didn't invite me? You didn't know me, that's why. All right, well, let's hear another song then.
You're invited to the next one.
Thank you, I'll be there. Thank you.
what you like. If you don't, it's alright. You could be the reason someone sees to smile in the dark or meaning in the art. A little more room to breathe will do you wonders time to time. Don't be afraid to say no, I should go home. A little more honesty will save you suffering down the line. Don't be afraid to get high, find a way to unwind your lovely little mind. Wonder the water is never right till you're playing in it. So take your time with this. No one cares if you rushed it. Just do your best and trust it. Get back to me in 5 years, I'll be here. Getting out the confetti. You gotta see these things through, but you knew that already. Wonder the water is never right till you're playing. What's all the thinking and thinking for? You know the damn well what you miss.
Sounds of Pet Lizard here on the WMNF Live Music Showcase. We're so happy to have you guys in the studios this afternoon and giving our listeners some great music. The band, of course, is Pet Lizard. And why don't we have each of you introduce yourselves, starting from left to right.
Hey, what's up, radio? my name's Jaime. I'm in Pet Lizard. And I sing and play the guitar.
My name is Kirsten, and I play bass and sometimes sing.
I'm Nick. I'm in Pet Lizard as well. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Austin, and I'm back here on the drums.
So the name Pet Lizard, you know I was going to have to ask you, where did that come from? Why the name Pet Lizard for your band?
It's actually, most people think it's a noun, but it's a verb. It's a command. It's telling you to pet lizard. Pet the lizard.
Pet the lizard. And any specific kind of lizard you had in mind? Or
they're all usually pretty friendly. Some of them could be in a bad mood, but usually just the friendliest one you could find.
Friendly lizards. I'm all in favor of friendly lizards. The big ones I kind of leave, let them be. You know, I don't really pet those. But anyway, I want to thank the, before I forget to do, you know, certain chores here, the crew that makes this show possible. Normally, Ken Epperson is our host, and we miss him today. He'll be back next week. Our sound mixer is the amazing Mark Perfetti, who's keeping me straight by whispering things in my ear, and his assistant, Pam Robinson. Our video director today is Charles Hopsupple, and on cameras, we've got Marcy Connors, and we've got Lisa Ruder and Larry Lockdown, who's giving me the evil eye. But anyway, and our board ops is Charlie Cushing. And speaking of our board ops, if you'd like to ask the band a question, anything you want to know about Pet Lizard or how to pet a lizard, I'm sure they've got a manual for that too. You can call 813-239-9663 or email your question to dj@wmnf. And towards the end of the show, any questions and comments that we have, we'll share with the whole audience and have you answer them. And there will be no pop quiz, so you don't have to worry about that. So let's hear another song.
Call into the hotline. We want to hear from you.
Man in the world, I played the game and I won the girl. But some days I can't get out of bed. I'll take the days that I can get. Make the money, keep up with the pack, but I gotta get it back, gotta get it off my back. Pin me down, tie me up, I don't care, just mess it up. Hoping I can come around. Swearing over and over, going back to the beginning. I am moving down. I'm moving down. It's hard to know where you're at. You're in too deep and you can't get back. I don't mind being alone, but catching up, it just hurts my bones. The devil I know keeps me afloat. It's better than taking the devil I don't. Yeah, I got trust issues. You stopped my brain and left it bruised. I've been thinking and thinking and not really living. I'm hoping I can.
In our live music studio here at WMNF, it's Pet Lizard bringing us some of their unique punk pop sounds, or is it punk pop punk? I forget which way it goes.
It's blues.
It's blues. Okay, we'll call it blues this afternoon. But okay, but I really loved the interlude there. The drums were real interesting in that song, and you all put a lot of different kind of textures in your compositions, and it's all not just kind of like guitar and that's it. It's interesting textures and pauses and starts. And tell me how you come up with these sounds. How does that work in your process of putting that together?
I think this goes back to how we all kind of listen to different music, and when we bring it together. Like, for example, I would never have thought twice in the beginning to do the rah-rah-rah guitar sounds. That's all. that's all Jaime. I'm like more of like a little more quiet. So I guess to answer your question, like what you're, when you hear those sorts of things, that's each of our influences coming together. I guess it's kind of accidental, but we don't really think about it too much. That's just like our own little infusion of our, what we like in there.
And I think that's what makes your sound very special, because it's got all these different elements in it, and it's just fun to listen to and intriguing too. And like you said, it's not all just one kind of sound. It's this combination of things. And you recently put together an album. And what was the name of the album again? Something Influence?
The album's called Intrusive Thoughts.
Intrusive Thoughts, okay. And where what was the thought behind that album title?
You know.
Intrusive Thoughts. Oh, I know? Okay.
We all know. No, you know, it's I think in this day and age we all sometimes often struggle with you know, defeating self-talk, just kind of getting stuck in thought loops that are like negative and self-deprecating, and it's, I think all of our attention spans are getting shorter by the minute, and it's easy to get overwhelmed, and you know, a lot of those feelings are reoccurring themes when we were writing this album. And yeah, you know, we never say the words intrusive thoughts in the album, but it's kind of like, it's, I would say it's the motif, the theme.
And when you say intrusive thought, I always think I'm looking at something on the internet and these ads pop up, and they're so intrusive that it's my pet peeve. I can't stand them. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how you create your music. Kirsten, your involvement in writing here, what things do you sort of help bring to the table? Or am I putting you on the spot too much?
A sassy attitude, I would say.
Sassy attitudes, I love it.
She
yeah,
keeps us
yeah.
in check.
Yeah.
And in the drum room, Austin, would you like to tell us what sort of influences you bring to your song-making process?
Oh, boy.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot. That's my job.
I don't know. Do y'all have any thoughts on that? What do I bring?
Nah, dog, this is your question.
He brings
loudness.
Yeah.
More rah-rah-rah.
Oh, loud.
More rah-rah.
When they ask me to turn the drums down, I just look at them with a blank stare.
It's a true story. Yeah, well, what fun is the drums if you can't really, you know, pound on them? But cool. So let's hear another song.
Here for you, we have a rah-rah 2-for-1.
Yeah.
I'm burdened by my thoughts when I'm alone, picking up the pieces as I go, trying to get better, but I know the changes take the time and I'm slow. Restoring my anxiety in my bones, pacing around plastic of lungs, waiting for vibrations from my phone. I say I'm gonna leave it, then I don't. Get nervous when you're like this, can't tell that something's amiss. I'm not surprised, nothing's new. Outside heaving, trying to catch a breath of air with my hands on my knees. My fingers catch a tear in the side of my jeans. I think you know the pair of ones with blood on the seams. But the cut from when I cut my legs and glass in the street. Yeah, I know that I'm ashamed, but I'm not sure what it means. It's clear that I'm afraid of what is speaking between. I see you everywhere, I swear you're stuck in my dreams. So I try not to sleep. And I'm alone, picking up the pieces as I go. I'm trying to make it better, but I know the changes take the time and I'm slow. I say that I believe you, but I don't. Say sweet words, but nothing's gonna show. Can only blame myself, I should've known. I say I'm gonna leave, but then I don't.
sits on the couch, head full of poison, pillows and an open mouth. He's a shot, a psychic vampire. He said he loved you. Look at him now. Take what you want from me, I'm feeling generous. Take what you want.
Rocking the house here in WMNF's live music studio. It's Pet Lizard, not to be confused with the other group, Red Lizard. No, there's no such thing. There's just Pet Lizard. But hey, I want to share a question with you. We have a question from one of our listeners. Ben from Tampa wants to know when you are playing your next live show. He loves you guys.
Oh.
So when are you playing your next show?
Thank you, Ben from Tampa.
Ben, we love you too. So our next show is in St. Petersburg in May. That's all we can tell you for now. But if you want to stay in touch with when exactly that will be announced, you should check us out on our Instagram and social media. It's just PetLizard813, PetLizard813, PetLizard813. Thanks, Ben.
So you have also a Facebook page, Instagram, and Facebook, or
yes.
Does anyone have Facebook now? Or well, we all have Facebook still. Yeah, I guess. Social media. There's a song needing to be written. I guess there's many of them needing to be written. But anyway, let's go ahead and jump into the next song. Pet Lizard, right here on WMNF Tampa.
That's so cool.
Seeing pictures of myself, I didn't hate the medicine shell. Mm-hmm. Can I get some good news, please? Something to toast to, something from overseas. I get this pain, it's been running around my neck. I try to hold it down, but I need you to call.
Lizard, right here on the WMNF Live Music Showcase. Sounding great, rocking the house this afternoon, and we're having a great time. So glad you guys could make it and share your music with us. Here on WMNF, we do this every Friday from 2 to 3, and we have different bands, usually mostly local bands, but also sometimes some touring bands, some guys with names on the marquee, as you guys will have someday soon, I'm absolutely sure. But one thing I did want to ask you about, bicycling, because I love bicycling. I love biking, both off-road and on-road, you name it. As long as there's a something with two wheels that I can pedal, I'm happy. So I guess you guys all are bicyclists, right? Well, tell us how that happened. When did you get together for your biking thing?
It was kind of one by one with all of us joining the bike Tampa scene. The main place that it originated with us all meeting was a group called CTR, or Casual Tuesday Ride, that my partner actually hosts every week. So I guess with a big enough group, you start riding around town and people start to notice and more people start to join. And that's, I believe, as far as we all came together. We just kept scooping the next one up.
Yeah, I started riding bikes before I was in Pet Lizard. I mean, before Pet Lizard was created. And then I met Jaime at an Ultimate Frisbee tournament, and I found out that he rode bikes, so I told him to come out to Casual Tuesday. And then Nick and Jaime know each other from high school, and so then Nick started coming out, and that's kind of how... I guess were we a band before we started, like, all riding bikes together, though? Like, which came first, the band or the bike?
The bikes.
Bikes?
Yeah. Okay.
So unlike the chicken and the egg, we know what came first. The right. Biking came first. Well, that's great. So I'm assuming y'all are still doing the biking. And
oh, yeah.
It's just, when it was particularly in Florida, you know, biking, it helps you create your own breeze. So that's true. What I really appreciate about it. Breeze is good in the heat of Florida. I want to remind listeners, if you want to ask the band a question, you can call in the studio at 813-239-9663. Charlie will answer the phone. And you can also email dj@wmnf.org. This is Pet Lizard here on the Live Music Showcase. I'm having fun. They're having fun. Hopefully you're having fun too. In fact, I know you are. So let's hear another song.
These things are always
shadow. It's just a shadow. It's just a shadow. Once you figure out it's nothing, it all still give me a call. Come check it out. I got a six pack in my backseat. Walk me right past your room. We'll hang outside if you want. Do nothing at all. My phone is on just in case. So call me.
So great today. Pet Lizard here on WMNF's Live Music Showcase. I'm having a great time listening to this wonderful band, and people are calling in because they're enjoying it too. Jack says, P.S., we love you. And he says, do you guys all come from different bands, or is Pet Lizard the first band you all have been in? That's their question from Jack.
So Nick had his own solo project before this called Genreless. Which is a play on genreless.
They can figure it out.
Sorry, I ruined the surprise. Jaime, is this you? You kind of had like a little band at one point, right? Like in Atlanta.
Yeah, one time I was in like a Grateful Dead jam group, but and we played a show or two. But this is shout out to the Long Balls from Atlanta, Georgia. But this is I would say this is my first band.
I played in a bunch of bands at Florida State when I was a student up there in Tallahassee. Played like a lot of DIY punk shows and like house shows and stuff. It's kind of where I cut my teeth, I would say, on playing in bands. And then in Tampa, I'm in like one other active band and then one band that hasn't really played a show since like before COVID, but we haven't officially broken up yet. So they're like a half band. So I hope they start playing again soon though, because I love them a lot.
Austin?
Yeah, I've been in a few bands. Tried to start bands in high school, which, you know, it was just friends jamming. But
eating pizza together.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was in a few more bands since then, a few that were playing shows, the most recent being Discord Theory. They're still around playing shows, doing cool stuff. But yeah, now I'm here and loving it.
Excellent.
Oh, my other band, Bad Bad Things, is actually playing Microgroove for Record Store Day tomorrow at 5:30, I think. Bad Bad Things is my other band.
Bad Bad Things?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And say again where you're playing?
At Microgroove.
Microgroove, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, let's see. We have another question here. Where can I purchase Pet Lizard music? And thank you for bringing this great band from Lizette.
What's up, Mom?
Is it Mom?
That's Mom. Mom, you can go to Microgroove. When you're going to Kirsten's Bad Bad Things show at Microgroove, they've got some physical cassettes. Otherwise, you can where you can go check that out. And you can check us out on Spotify or any other streaming service where you can check us out.
What if that wasn't your mom? You just called someone else Mom?
I have a new mom now.
Or you have two moms, you know. Two moms are better than one.
Two moms
Absolutely.
Are better than one. Cheers to that.
All right. Well, how about another song? We got one?
What are we doing?
Murakami.
This song's called Murakami, like the author. And this song is about therapy.
Past mistakes of mine, but then again,
Therapy. That's almost a scary word, but that song was really cool. I like the part where you step back and you were all singing together. That just that's what I mean by the coloring of your compositions. You just throw in these really cool things, and it's just such a pleasure to listen to. Got another question from Catherine. She wants to know, what is your favorite song to play from your new album?
Oh, okay. There's a song called Back to Black that's my favorite.
Did you play that one already?
We already played it, yeah.
Okay. So we've heard that one, and that's a cool song.
Austin?
Yeah, Psychic Vampire, I think, is my favorite one to play. It's fast and it's tight.
I got one. It's called Holy Spirit, but it's not radio ready.
Not radio ready. Well, we're pretty laid back here if you want to experiment with us today, or it's not quite even that ready.
It's not radio safe.
Oh, got it.
We don't have the money to cover all the fines for playing that song, unfortunately.
we don't want to go there. Well, thanks again to Pet Lizard for coming in and sharing their music. Once again, we don't know exactly when your next show is. In May, you said?
Late May, St. Petersburg. But really, one more time, come check us out on Instagram. That's where we post all of our most up-to-date news, upcoming shows, like new releases. We have new songs in the work. So that's PetLizard813.
And for being, I guess, a relatively new band together, right? You guys are so tight musicianship-wise. It's just, I'm watching you guys, and it's just amazing how tight you are, and you just sound wonderful. So
thank you.
Thanks again.
Thanks.
So thanks again for stopping by, sharing your music, and we're going to ask you to share one more song.
Cool. We got an old one for y'all, a little throwback to some of the first songs we wrote. So thanks so much, Tampa, for having us. Thank you so much for having us, everyone in the room, everyone at home for watching.
Thank you.
We're Pet Lizard.
Let me take you on a dumb day, drive you out to Lakeland, do all the crochet, clarity of itself. We can make a playlist, share Miles Davis, don't know how to say this, there's no way in heck I could get my head back on straight. Lately it's been spinning, vasovagus bomb's been knocking me out. So I've been thinking of new ways to trick myself into being proactive to fix my health. Halfway to break up the drive where we can watch a film on your computer, Blade Runner or Ferris Bueller. It's so nice to be alone with you. Thank you.
sound the alarm. Cause now I've seen the end, and it's so hard to reconcile with that.
Lizard Live here in the WMNF studios. Got one last comment from Jeff in Tampa. Wanted to thank us for having Pet Lizard on the show. They are amazing. They flat out rock. Great vocals. Would love to hear them live, from Jeff in Tampa. And thanks again, Pet Lizard, for sharing your music with us this afternoon. It was a wonderful show. And as Ken always says when he closes the show, if you're a guitar player, go home and practice. That's our show for today.
Thank you.
Thanks.